This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. While the Indian markets showed signs of profit taking yesterday, we snapped a six-day winning streak to end with cuts of close to about 0.5%. This morning, the US markets have ended flat. They had a choppy session, but by the end of it, the Dow was up 0.3%, but the Nasdaq slipped close to about 0.4%. Walmart will be the stock to track today. It's down close to about 10% in after-hours trading after it lowered the growth outlook on inflation concerns, and it's pulling the US futures as well down in trade. The FOMC has kicked off the two-day meeting today. The outcome will be known tomorrow post-market hours. Consensus is currently building in a 75 basis points rate hike, but there is talk of a possibility of a 100 basis points rate hike. The dollar index has fallen for the third day in a row. We were tracking with the FII flows very closely because last week the FIIs were buyers in the cash market, but for the last two trading sessions, we've seen the FIIs once again sell into the cash market. Yesterday, they sold 845 crore in the cash market, adding to the 72 crore of selling seen by the DIIs. The 5G auctions will begin today, so the telecom stock should be on your radar. The Adani Group AGM is at 10 a.m., so keep your eye on sound bites coming in from Gautam Adani. In terms of individual stocks, our results today are from L&T, Asian Paints and Bajaj Auto, and in earnings reaction for Axis Bank, it's a mixed bag. Strong NII and NIMS, but the deposit growth is sluggish. Tech Mahindra, revenue beat, margin miss. Tata Steel has reported a beat led by strong European operations and disappointing earnings coming in from Tanla Platforms as well as Tejas Networks. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.